This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The fourth pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Will Campbell, tackle, LSU.
Okay.
God, that is, sorry.
Here we are again.
All right. And not guys, quite like last year when you guys were jumping around belly bopping each other.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
You know, I have spent, I understand, years on afternoon shows with Hart. Weekend shows with Hart, the afternoon
show
podcast.
Feels like years in the afternoon.
It does. It's aged me so much. It's like I looked at, I drank from the wrong grail. Just begging them to address left tackle, begging them to beef up the offensive line, begging them to do unsexy things like just, you know, get stout and strong and start some trench warfare, like the fundamentals. And that's great. I just wish there was more certainty behind the pick as opposed to somebody that comes with question marks from multiple evaluators that you trust implicitly in terms of evaluating someone's talent and ability to play one of the most difficult positions on the field, Shine.
Yeah, it's not Joe Alt. Like, if this was Joe Alt, I would be pants off dancing around the room because that is an absolute surefire stud at whatever tackle position you want to throw him at. He's an all-pro for years to come. It's like the next Joe Thomas. This is not that. There are so many question marks. He might be pretty good. But more than likely, he's just going to be really good at guard. And that's an absolute waste of a fourth overall pick in a draft where guys are basically all the same. Just pick the guy, the best guy. That's all you need to do is pick the best guy. 9 times out of 10, it works out. It works out for the Eagles every time. They just take the best guy on the board, and he's awesome. Like, stop drafting for need. The Elliott Wolf told us last year they weren't going to draft for need, and yet here we are taking a guy who too short of arms to play left tackle.
All right, let's carry this. Will Campbell just got his hat. I think he's about to go out and meet Roger Goodell and do his little interview here. Let's go live to the stage.
Goodell has longer arms.
Moved to left tackle and struggled. Now he's back at right tackle. That's not automatic. So they want that blindside protector. They had to have it for Drake May. He's the franchise.
Had to have it.
Will Campbell, the arm length is an issue. He's an outlier. The outliers can be great. There's no question. Will Campbell's run blocking, phenomenal. Pass protection over Drake May. Will get the ball out. He'll protect Will a little bit as well in that regard. I'm keeping an eye on, though, a couple things here now as the draft's unfolding. The Giants, right?
All right, that's enough. I don't care about the Giants and all that other stuff. Doesn't matter now.
Wow.
What matters is the Patriots have their left tackle, maybe of the future, maybe a guard of the future, certainly someone who they're going to try out at left tackle, and that's going to be his starting spot here and where he'll report to at camp. Now, I feel like I'd be a hypocrite if I said I hated this pick because I've yelled and screamed about tackles. And, Mego, you have too. So, this is a position of need that they're certainly addressing right now.
But he might not be a tackle.
And he might not be. So we'll see if that ends up happening.
From everything that you hear about the intangibles, he seems like a great guy, has an awesome attitude, awesome work ethic, is going to be somebody wonderful in the locker room and a total Mike Vrabel type guy. So, look, I will cover him fairly and warmly until he moves to guard, in which case I'll say, I can't believe you took guard at number 4 overall.
They're talking to Will Campbell's mother right now. The Cleveland pick is in, so they clearly knew who they were going to get at 5. I'm interested in seeing what they do here. But yeah, you're hearing from Brian Campbell, Will's father. We'll hear from Will in just a little bit, and we'll get some of the national reaction as well. Patriots, as expected with the 4th overall pick, have taken offensive tackle Will Campbell from Louisiana State University. And a guy who protected...
First person who's ever called
that. I know. Very proper.
I was about to say the Louisiana State University. I knew that
the
was wrong.
Louisiana State University.
There it is. And now they're showing his highlights. It's You've seen, if you've been looking at tape from him, and I feel like people have been breaking down Campbell tape for a long time, there's good and bad with him. It's not all, I mean, there's a lot of examples of him getting pushed around, and certainly in his last year. But again, this is the guy considered to be the best tackle in the draft.
I'll say this. If they can just use him as a stopgap at left tackle, like
round, I can see that you're emotional here. How meaningful is it for you to represent this program in the state of Louisiana?
It means everything. They did so much for me and my family, and for me to be able to represent them the right way, I'll never be able to repay them for what they did for me.
I know you spent a lot of time with Patriots staff and head coach Mike Vrabel. What do you like about the culture that he's building there in New England?
That logo speaks for itself. But, you know, Coach Vrabel is a guy who I want to play for. He's a football guy, no BS. And I've loved everything that everybody in that building's about since the first time I stepped in there. So it's a complete honor to be able to have this hat on right now.
Well, one thing's for sure, quarterback Drake May has to be happy about this selection. Congratulations, Will.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Greeny.
There you go, Will Campbell. I like him. I don't know. I like listening to him.
Yeah, I think his personality is great.
He sounded all that.
I also liked when Vrabel said the other day, we're not going to win with just a bunch of good dudes.
Right.
Take the talent.
He sounded extra Forrest Gumpy right there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like big time Forrest Gumpy.
Okay, just think about what it's going to be like when him and Drake May are talking to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Drake May's like, and then
it's a complete honor for me to come play for my
Five NFL draft. The Cleveland Browns select Mason Graham.
Wow. Interesting. Wow. Interesting. All right.
Michigan. So they pick up a haul and probably get the guy that they wanted because he's by far the best interior defensive lineman in the draft.
I'm kind of shocked. Nice little move there by Cleveland.
The Browns
all right. So
are
there
having
you go.
A good draft. Are we allowed to say that?
Absolutely, we are. The first five are in the books. We're going to take a quick break here. It's the Arcand All Night Draft Party Extravaganza. Oh. The Patriots have made their pick. Everyone's really pumped up in this room for sure about the Will Campbell era and that beginning here in New England.
You should see the when we come back, we'll have audio of the draft party at the stadium. If you bottle that energy. When Will Campbell got, you could easily power a small RV.
Very good. We have a lot of old sound of Will Campbell that we'll play for you over the course of the next 3+ hours. We got Tom King. We got John Lyons. Lots of people that we're going to be talking to as well. We'll hear from Andy and Ted in Green Bay. Boots on the ground. First, though, let's go to break, and we'll come back and rejoin the NFL draft here on WEEI.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
The Christian Arcand Show on WEEI.
We're back here. It's the Arcand All Night Draft Party. Christian Arcand, Chris Schein, Megan Ottolini, and Nick Fitzy Stevens here with you until 12 midnight, folks. We're going all night here. It's an exciting night. The Patriots just made their pick. Will Campbell will be the left tackle of the future, we hope. Some think he may be a different position, a guard of the future or something along those lines. We did, while in waiting here for this, we did get a pick, which was made by the Vegas Raiders, and it was one that there was a lot of talk about as the Raiders have. Do we have it? No, I guess we're waiting on that. We'll keep it here for you. We don't want to fall too far behind because the Jets picking next have their pick in as well. But, yeah, I've just got to say it. The Raiders have taken Ashton Jeanty with the 6th overall pick. He will be heading to Las Vegas, and that was a pick that I thought, a lot of people thought, was going to be going to Jacksonville at 5. Jacksonville instead trades up to 2 to take Hunter. Cleveland at 5 takes Mason Graham, and Jeanty drops to 6, and he'll be going to Las Vegas. Thoughts on that? I know you guys all wanted him.
Well, wasn't it the, I forget the fun last name of the Raiders GM who said that his
Spytek,
such a great name, who said, sounds like I tried to mail order something from that in the late 80s after I saw Cloak and Dagger. So, this guy said, like, my kids wouldn't let me back in the house if I don't draft Ashton Jeanty. So you knew the Raiders had a supreme lust for this guy. Mm. And all I can say is this. Pete Carroll has some offensive weapons out there and Tom Brady over his shoulder. And Ashton Jeanty was good enough to work with Geno Smith and a makeshift offensive line in Vegas with Pete Carroll and Tom Brady. But he wasn't – in Vrabel we trust. That's the new mantra. I get it, but – When this guy is the second pick this year,
next Saquon Barkley.
Son of a blank.
I mean, people are comparing him to LT.
Saquon couldn't win in New York, so at least you have that. Like, maybe he wouldn't do it here. It was
because he got destroyed by that garbage offensive line and terrible coaching.
It's crazy how a team with the worst rushing attack in football just adds the best running back in the draft. It's crazy how people do that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, wild.
It's funny how that works for them, huh?
Yeah. All right.
He's gonna be dynamo.
He's going to be awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's going to be awesome.
You don't think his production was a little bit of product of where he was playing?
Like, the numbers were a little inflated, but I've never seen anyone with contact balance like that. Ever in my life. Pull up a highlight.
He's a great
tape.
Player. I'm not going to lie. He's a great college player. He's a running back that high. Feel like you do that for the really special guys, not the guys in the Mountain West.
I would agree with you, but this draft just doesn't have many special players. Like, it's one of those drafts where he is the third most special player in the draft by every account. And he deserves to go this high because of the draft class he's in. It's a product of the rest of the class being not as great as normal, but that's
I'm sorry, Mike.
Just really quick then. Because of the way that our show started, are you saying that Travis Hunter is more special?
Consensus wise, yeah, he is.
Okay,
not to
consensus
me.
Wise, not to you. Board. Okay, yeah. Because
he's not
in
the Hall of Shine, but he's
in the Hall of Shine. I'm not going to completely disrespect Arcan and be like, yeah, Travis Hunter sucks. I don't want him. No, I wouldn't draft him if I had a football team. That's all. Like, that's kind of my point. Like, I don't think it's worth a top five pick.
You wouldn't draft him at all?
No. By most accounts, though, he is a special player for the consensus in the media. And so
If he fell to the seventh round.
I mean, like,
you just said you wouldn't draft him at all.
Yeah,
all
right. I just wouldn't be on my board.
All right,
and somebody else would take him. Like, he's not going to be in the seventh round.
So I put out a tweet just saying, and the one word you would use to describe the New England Patriots selecting Will Campbell fourth overall is, and of the 115 responses I've got so far, sensible, safe, predictable,
necessary
boring,
is what I would say.
Awesome, meh, excellent, winner, trash, meh, awesome. Can't wait till they draft a tackle next year. That guy didn't understand the assignment. Perfect. Good. Blah.
I think that's a way of saying that he doesn't like the pick.
Those are the first
20
reactions.
It's not one word.
Those are all 20 different people. Let me ask you guys this. Do you think it's because we knew for so long and it felt inevitable, or because of the intangibles and... I won't say deficiencies or inadequacies because the guy is obviously very good.
The measurables.
Measurables. Thank you, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm hung up on for sure. Like, for me, it comes down to, I think it's a safe pick because probably worst case scenario, he's still a starter on your offensive line. He's a guard. But I just think that that doesn't reflect the value of the number four overall pick, even in a draft that is this bad. And so if he works out at left tackle, I am so happy to eat my words and be wrong, because I have been begging them to bring in a real left tackle for years at this point. And I do think it's such a huge need for Drake May. I just am very, very skeptical that he's going to be able to play there consistently at the starting level, at the NFL level, with the measurables. And people act like, oh, you know, it's just a percentage of an inch. Who cares? Like, that does make the difference in most cases in the NFL, because the talent is so elite. Yes. It's not just about, hey, mind over matter and my mindset is going to get me there, because there's tons of other people who have that as well in terms of intangibles.
The New York Jets are on the clock. We're going to hear from Mike Vrabel in just a moment. In the 9 o'clock hour, we will get his thoughts on the pick. We will get the fan reaction over at Gillette Stadium where the party was going on. That should be a lot of fun. You just saw Vegas. I mean, they were going crazy in Vegas for Genty. That was a whole
big
thing.
Jealous, damn it.
They were very jacked up for him.
I would have stripped. Maybe it's good they didn't draft him.
If they traded up for Hunter, I would have gotten Newton here, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no question.
I wouldn't have blamed you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have either.
I wouldn't have blamed you. By the way, happy birthday to your boy.
HR, thank you very much.
Seventh pick in the 2025 NFL draft. The New York Jets select Armon Membu.
Yep. Membu.
I hit that one. All right. Yep. There's a hit for me.
Too.
All right. Membu, seventh to the Jets.
Good pick.
We all have our little bingo cards here. We're all doing this. By the way,
I don't think I'm going to win this exercise.
Let's open up the phone line. 617-779-7937. The Patriots have their man. It's Will Campbell, fourth overall. You want to react to that? We got open phone lines here for you. Jump on and grab one. We'll get to your calls. We'll hear from Mike Vrabel, and we'll talk to John Lyons. That's all coming up in the 9 o'clock hour here at the Arcand All Night Draft Party.